So hi everyone. I'm here today with Tola. Tola is a developer advocate at Axiom UK, and he's been in tech for a number of years. He's what I'll call a veteran. So today I really want to speak with him about his developer journey. I know that we've been following each other for a while, and I see his progress, I see his tweets, and I just wanted to bring him on to talk about his dev journey, his work, what he does, and what he absolutely loves about tech. So yeah, take it on, Tola.
Yeah, thank you once again. I'm excited and glad to be here. And yeah, so I'm just like going to just like run you down like everything I do, like how I started and how it all went down. So first of all, yeah, my full name's Tola Oria Aruaji. I'm a developer advocate at Axiom. So in Axiom, we always tell people Axiom is like home to event data. I want to event data, that's logs, metrics, and traces. So it's Axiom development teams, developers, so anyone can just like sign up and set up monitoring capabilities on their data, like server monitoring, performance monitoring, so any kind of monitoring, incident report, security monitoring. And currently I would say we are actually the best in the game with the best pricing. So anyone listening to this podcast, make sure you sign up on axiom.co and start sending all your event data, logs, metrics, and traces to Axiom. If you have any questions, feel free to join our Discord community channel. I'm always on our Discord channel, like talking to our community members. Yeah.
All right,
So,
so I'm going to
yeah.
put all of your details on the podcast, so anybody that needs
Yeah.
that wants to reach out, they can easily get to you. Okay, so before Axiom, what did you do?
Yeah, so before Axiom, I was still in DevOps space. So I was doing a lot of DevOps cloud engineering work. So I got my current Axiom job in 2020. I was still in university then, Landmark University. So in school, I was a Microsoft ambassador and a Google DSE lead. And so then on campus, I was running a lot of workshop, tech events, bringing more students into tech. So we're doing workshop tech events almost every week. So
Okay.
from there, that's how I just grew into developer advocacy relations. I just figured out, okay, this is something I actually want to do and that's something I've been doing since in campus. So I started applying for different gigs and jobs around DevOps. But before I was applying, I was like in the DevOps space. I was consulting then for a small company then in Lagos, just like doing DevOps and cloud stuff for them. Not really full time because I was still a student. So yeah, then I got into it, started applying for different developer relations roles. Some bounced me, some didn't even get back to me. Then Axiom
Can
worked.
you tell me about how you got involved in communities?
Communities. Yeah, so I think everything just started when I entered uni. That was my 200 level. And so I think I kind of just discovered that, man, what they were actually teaching us was, God, man, my mind wasn't there at all. I won't lie, I was not interested anymore.
What
So
did you
and we are
study?
learning electrical
Okay.
engineering here. I'm learning like all this archaic old stuff, man. There was nothing more there. So I was like, man, I needed to switch careers. So I just started diving into tech. I think, yeah, I started learning WordPress. I was learning WordPress, building some websites. I think I learned one WordPress in a week. I was just from watching YouTube videos. Yeah, I built
Okay.
my first WordPress website. From there, started to scale. I was learning Python, doing a lot of stuff, basic stuff in Python. And from Python, I moved into DevOps, started learning about servers, AWS. I took an Udemy course on AWS.
Okay.
Learning the basics on AWS, what is an EC2 instance, a VPC, S3 buckets. I remember I built a mini website for my department then on S3 buckets. I was hosting on S3 buckets. So from there, I just started like building projects, like doing a lot of stuff on DevOps, working with Ansible, Terraform for infrastructure as code. And my third year, second semester, a friend of mine just told me that he got into the Microsoft student ambassador, that I should apply also. That makes sense. They would send me a lot of swags, t-shirts, and then I was really big on swags, man. All those
Of course,
stickers,
undergrad.
t-shirts, water bottle. I still even have my, where's my Microsoft water bottle? I can't find it. It used to be here. I was like, oh man, I need this swag. So I applied. Microsoft said I should record a video on why I want to join the student ambassadorship. So I did that. I think after 2 weeks, I got an email that I've been accepted into the program. So that was how I just started like coming to building in school, started showing students how to code.
Wow, that's a
Teaching them
very young
about
age.
Microsoft. Then, I think COVID happened. So COVID happened 2020. Then we were planning one of the biggest tech events in like in the Southwest, where we were inviting University of Illinois, UCLA, KwaSu, ABBA, like different schools. Then COVID happened, so we couldn't do that. All the students, we went home. So it was really painful because we wanted to actually raise a lot of awareness then about our tech showcase and events. So we couldn't do that anymore. Then we went back to school final year. So we just went back to write exams, projects, and that was it. So.
That's amazing. Okay, now I'm thinking of it from the perspective of someone who was motivated. So for a lot of people, they're always like trying things out. So what exactly do I want to do? Okay, I'm not so interested in what I'm studying. Did you like have that? Did you also have that issue of thinking of what exactly do I want to do? Or was it just like tech that came to you?
I was in that phase. I feel like everybody feels that phase. I was in that phase just trying to figure out what actually we wanted to do, because I was not really like being on tech then, because I didn't really want to code. And given the fact that my mom and dad, they were like coming from the oil and gas industry, so my mind was just on the oil and gas side. Okay, when I finish, I want to be a big boy working Chevron,
Oh, I understand.
that kind of thing. Yeah, sure. So like then I just realized that, man, I don't think I can do this anymore, because another thing was we didn't really have lecturers there, and most of our lecturers were coming from like different schools, and sometimes we learned like 8 p.m. in the night. So I was like, man, in my free time I just need to engage myself on to do something. So at first I wasn't really sure on kind of the tech side I want to go to, whether front end, back end. So I wasn't really sure. So I was just trying out different things. Started with WordPress, and so I spoke with my mentor then, because I always look at him in this like tech side. And he was like, I should just start with something first and learn about different stack first, and I'll just find my niche and the one that works for me, right? So from WordPress, I was just reading about, I think there's this guy, is he Jess Humble? He was a VP at Microsoft at one time. I bumped into his article when he was talking about cloud engineering. Then it was still like, it was not really buzzing at that season now. So I started reading about cloud engineering, how Microsoft started on Azure and all those things. I was like, okay, I think this is going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting for me. So I just started learning about cloud engineering from there. taking courses, Udemy courses on the basics, Azure,
Okay.
AWS. Then yeah, so from there I just discovered that, man, I could, this is what I actually love doing. And
Doing.
yeah, so I just stick with it. And because I'm like, I wasn't really passionate about writing code because I didn't really get it at first. Like, okay, so I was always looking for areas in tech where, which
Where
areas
you
don't
cannot.
allow me to write code. Yeah, no code tech or something. So yeah,
I think I would
and
understand that.
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
So,
so from there I just started learning like DevOps work, and another thing that obviously really helped me was building stuff, just around
okay.
building stuff. I remember, I think my second year, because then in campus we do this department, what they call it again, department week or something. So they always give awards to like best, most best dressed student, best in this. So I think some boys built a website, but they
Okay.
needed to host that website. And I told them that I could do that. And it was like, okay, they gave me, okay, you host the website. So I just did that on AWS S3 because it was free. We don't need any charges on that. So I hosted Bucket, the website, and it was live. And so from there, I just started scaling, and they were just building projects around cloud engineering, DevOps. So everything just ticked. Yeah.
Amazing, really amazing.
Oh,
Hold
nice.
on, what's it called
Yeah.
now? It's really amazing to know that everybody had to find their niche somewhat. You really can't be handheld in tech, from what I've noticed. It's not like someone will force you, like, this is what you need to learn. There has to be an innate motivation before you can go into it. So, what do you think is your own motivation? What keeps you going?
So can you say that
Oh, so I was saying that you really can't force people to learn a certain
again?
stack when it comes to tech. You know how it's like constantly evolving, things change. So I was asking that, what is your motivation? What motivates you?
What motivates me in tech? God, I won't lie, man, I suck balls.
Oh, I don't want to be broke.
Yeah,
Driven
I don't want to
development.
be broke. And then so I think what the and the major thing was for me was, okay, like I was just thinking, like I think my phone really level, I was just thinking that, man, so is this how I'll just finish school in this Nigeria, like the economy is sinking. I'll just start like submitting my resumes, and there are no jobs. The international companies we have some I even live in. I was like, man, I can't do this anymore. That I can't even continue to depend on my parents for money. I was like, so I just started grinding, man. I was like, this grind must work, it must click. needed money. I was just grinding, man. So this tech must work. I just started applying for different jobs. So yeah, so the motivation for me was just to like just to survive. I'm like, just survive.
Okay, that's amazing. Okay, so you didn't talk about your outreach internship, and I know that you were an outreach because, like I said,
Absolutely.
we followed each other for a while. So, outreach is like an open source internship for people that are just starting up in tech, that want to gain experience working with open source projects. So, can you like tell me more about how you got into it and all of that?
Yeah, like outreach internship for me was really special because so I never knew anything about it. I think I was on Twitter one day, and someone I was following on Twitter tweeted that he got accepted into outreach internship. So I DM'd him like to tell me more about the internship. So and the guy was very cool and kind. He told me that let's jump on the call instead. So we
Wow.
had this call. Yeah, it was, I was even surprised. So we had this call and he told me everything about the internship, what I need to do, like you work with an open source organization in the US for the next 3 months, and they will pay you I think the payment then was around $6,000. When I heard $6,000, I was
Yeah.
like,
Worry.
what? I must get this internship. So I started preparing for the next batch. I was still in school, and combining school work with tech work, especially when you go to a private school, is really difficult because, man,
Okay.
there's a lot of work, a lot of rules that prevents like students from doing their own personal things.
Okay.
So I just was trying to figure out time, just shaping my tech skills. I started learning some backend skills in Python using Flask, the Flask framework. Then I applied for the I think the March batch. My first
So, you
application,
ramped up between that time you spoke with the intern, between that time and when you were supposed to apply.
yes, I was just like building my tech skills like from class. I think we finished class around 6 p.m. From class, I'll rush to the library. And the library closes around 9. I think some schools in library, the library runs throughout the morning to the next day. I was closed by 9 p.m. So I just had 3 hours every day to just grind. So I wasn't even bothered about like tech work anymore. So not tech work, like school work.
Work.
So I was just grinding, like making sure I get into the next internship. It got to a point in the library where I always close the library with the people. Like they would be like, "This guy, are you not going to your hostel?" I was like, you don't understand."
I understand. Okay.
So I was grinding
Okay, this is
then.
actually amazing. So you learned Flask, you learned Python, or you knew like some basics of Python, but you learned
I knew
Flask
some
in
basics
that
of Python.
month.
Flags. Because what the person told me was, actual internship is more like, I mean, they have different categories. Like technical writing, front end, back end, then a bit of cloud and DevOps. So I just wanted
Okay.
to have a mix of back end to it. So in case I get like a back end project to work on,
Work on.
So I then applied for the first application.
Okay.
My application got in. So it's in
Okay.
three stages. The first application, you just have to tell them, okay, why should they accept you to the outreaching internship? What do you need to offer? Like, how were you? They shall speak some English. How were you? How did you suffer in the past? Something like that. What we outreach benefits you? So I listed all those things. I wrote a lot of English for them, and so I got in. Then the second stage was to contribute to any organization you feel like. Then I chose the chaos, chaos, diversity and inclusion badging project. Then I started working on that. My project was to automate the diversity and inclusion languages into different languages. So I was doing a lot of like I did more of like DevOps work because I was working with Jenkins, Ansible, and the localized API and EC2 instance. So I did a lot of contributions there. Like I over contributed because I wanted to be. I was like, no, I must not miss this internship. So I did a lot of, I think then I did about over 100 contributions just on the second stage. So even the mentor then at some point I was like, man, it's too much. I take it easy. I was like, So from the second stage, I got accepted. Then it was like, I finally made it to outreach internship. And yeah, so that was it. And what's not helping, because I was doing the second stage, I was just thinking like, if I get accepted to this internship, how can I combine it with schoolwork? So I'm just glad that COVID happened in 2020 and we went home. Oh God, I was the happiest person in this world. I was like, man, this is the best time for me to work. So we were at home for like 8 months for COVID, 8 or 7 months. So I was just grinding, like doing the working on my internship till it was over. And then yeah, I'll see the experience from the internship was really helpful for my job, because from the internship I got like a referral to where I currently work at. Okay, this person that built our IATN roadmap, he will be useful like to your team. And and from there I just get like different referrals from different jobs, even though some of those jobs didn't like work out, because some said I needed to be in the US and location based, some didn't even get back to me. But the experience alone was like, yeah, worth it. And so anybody that tells me they are getting started in tech, I always tell them, apply for outreach internship. Like, it's going to help you, it's going to go a long way for you, actually, because it's going to give you like that basic like foundation, and where you work in a remote setting with different people all over the world.
This sounds very, very amazing. Thank you for breaking all of that down. But you forgot to
Yeah.
mention when you wanted to eat your account and how you felt at that time.
Sorry? Oh, the
I
moon.
said
Ah,
you
God.
forgot to mention when you wanted to eat your account. But I
As
think that
money
was like,
entered like this. Oh, Lord. I was the happiest person on
the
it.
best situation for real. Because you want to keep growing when you see that kind of money, to be honest.
Yes, like so I can actually earn foreign currency and live in Nigeria. That feeling.
Okay, amazing, amazing. Thank you so much for sharing all of this. It's really insightful listening to this. You've
Yeah.
told me about how you started, what you've been doing, what you do. So, aside from what tech stack do you use?
Sorry?
What's your tech stack, your current one?
My current tech stack, so I still like I'm still in DevOps space.
Okay.
But yeah, so I in my company present company writes a lot of Golang. So I do Golang, Python, Kubernetes, Terraform. Mostly like I play around all the login data shippers like Vector, Fluentd, Grafana, Elastic Bulk APIs. So just like trying to play around all those data log shippers, yeah. But
So
I
it
write
means you still do a
mostly,
lot of open source, like you
yeah, I
work
still
with a
do a
lot
lot
of
of open source, yeah,
open source
open source code, yeah.
stuff. Amazing. Good. Okay. So for someone who is just getting started, what would be your advice for them?
For someone who just gets started in tech, yeah, obviously like don't rush it. So something I've discovered this past, like especially this year, is I always tell people that tech is not a get rich quick scheme. Right? If you are looking at it from that angle, you might be frustrated actually. So you just have to take things easy, find your niche. Anything you're building, make sure you put yourself out there, make a lot of noise. When I mean a lot of noise about anything you build, because at the end of the day, nobody's going to make the noise for you except you do that, and no, nobody's go is going is not going to know like what you're building except you put anything you build outside there, like any open source work you did, no matter how little. Make sure you make like a lot of noise about it. Then reach out to people, like network with a lot of people. Now, like most of the tech jobs these days are gotten, like not even when people apply, you just like make a message to the hiring manager and do this and do this and bam, they give you an offer. I wouldn't like a friend of mine last 2 weeks, he was telling me how he got like his own tech job that he didn't even need to apply because of a project he sent out on LinkedIn, and a hiring manager just like replied to him that, hey, we currently build what you build, can you help us and scale our backend? And that's how he got the job.
Got the
So
job.
anyone like getting into tech always like puts yourself out there, like make a lot of noise. I'm always on Twitter making noise about anything I'm building, anything I do here. A network,
I know how you're
networking too
always
is all
helping
it's
when I
always
need help.
important.
AWS.
AWS,
I know that.
networking too, like make a lot of friends in tech because you don't know how they are going to help you, like in the future.
All right, amazing. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time. Thank you for coming up on the show. It's been
No worries.
wonderful listening to you for the past half hour. We've talked a lot. I sincerely like how you were able to tell me about your timeline. It's not like you said, tech is not a get rich quick thing. It's so obvious that you have to grind, you have to put in the work
The
because it's
puts
not
the work
magic.
in.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I really hope we can
Awesome.
have another conversation sometime soon.
Yeah,
It's
me
really
too.
insightful. Thank you so much for your time again. I guess
Thank
I'll
you.
see you next time. Yeah.
All right, me
Bye
too. It
bye.
was great talking to you as well. Have a good one.
Thank
Great
you.
debate
Yeah,
for
bye.
me. Bye bye. Yeah, good night.
Bye.